Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awake Media's Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, with co-host John Doerr. How are you doing, John?
Good, James. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, it's always good to be with you. So, we did some good work. It wasn't just me. It was a few people. And
no.
I'm thankful for that. I mean, I put out a video, and it got, 3,500 hits in 2 days? So what it is basically there's a glitch. It's a visible, obvious, clear as a bell fucking glitch in the Heather Connie video, and that's the South Tower getting hit. The view is from the Battery Park at the tip, the southern tip of New York, Manhattan, and it's the most widely viewed video because you can see the plane hit the tower. It's supposed to be the clearest visual you can see. And as the wing passes by the corner, left corner of Tower 2, there is a visible graphic error that they fucked up on. And you can download this video all over the fucking world, anywhere, everywhere. It's the blazing, screaming, smoking gun. What do you got to say?
It's one of the, it's one of the most widely seen video, you know, when you see that video, it's like 9/11, you know. one of the most popular videos ever watched, all of 9/11 videos. Is that one, little clip of the plane hitting the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all bullshit. It's lies. It's a cartoon, man.
It's ridiculous.
It's a fucking cartoon. And this is how bad they lie to you. They show you cartoons and tell you it's real. And people believe it. Well, can't believe it no more because it's a fucking lie.
Right.
Sorry.
Exactly. It's totally a lie. Everything we've been saying all along, because we knew. We had conviction, but we also had intuition. We had other evidence to suggest. I was listening to a video I did on Angry Beaver Radio with some Canadians about 9/11. Last year I did it. And in the video I say, the most compelling thing for me was the day of 9/11, seeing the towers come down in 11 seconds or 10 seconds or who cares, whatever it was. They came down right fucking quick. They blew up into dust. What isn't obvious about that? And,
and you also have to, then all go straight to the fact that all this manufactured, Islamophobia, across the world, the pitting of the Islamic world against the free world, and, how everybody's been brainwashed that, we should go over there and just, annihilate all of the Middle East and blah, blah, blah.
It's pure.
It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's all manufactured fear and terror. For the elite
CIA,
to profit off of.
The CIA, it's Israel, it's fucking evil bastards that fucking did this. The world should be up in arms. I mean, this is so clear. It's so obvious. And just for the skeptics that think they know all the answers and can pull it out of their ass, I had a video that I downloaded 3.5 years ago of this tower getting hit. I still have it. And that's what I used to cross-reference. I didn't just watch some video and say, that's the truth. I checked, and I double-checked. I had someone else double-check. And clear the bell, motherfuckers. This is it. This is the big one. I mean, I feel like I'm spent. I spent 2 days pounding out as much material as I could. And...
Yeah.
I've been sleeping erratically, and this is the biggest thing in my whole fucking life. It's it's not, I mean, there's so many people in the world that really care, and they it's not to for fame or glory. It's because people are getting murdered. They've murdered 2.5 million people because of this. It's
right.
Fucking evil shit. And,
no.
You know, who's going to stop it when all the power is in the hands of evil? And we're talking Barack Obama, George Bush Sr. This is going on for years, man.
No.
Every country in the world.
The Clintons. They're all involved.
American
they're
government
all in the same
garbage.
Closet. No.
Everything. The whole world is turned upside down. It's fun. It's fucking kindergarten. We're in the schoolyard, and you know, there's rotten apples, and they need to be kicked in the ass hard. Fuck. And it's you know, sometimes I feel like I'm still a young person. I have my mentality of being a teenager or 20-year-old or 25-year-old. I'm fucking 41 years old. I'm a grown man, and these people are criminals. I can tell you with 100% honesty and conviction that they need to be locked up now. And we need to rise up. We need to rise up and fucking start a revolution now. There's no time left. I can't say it any other way. Those are the words. What do you got to say? I mean, you've been saying it too.
Yeah, all along. It's the criminal elite and their puppets. You know, their order followers that, you know, are part of the, you know, secret societies, Masons and all this stuff. And, you know, and the military and the police forces, you know. Just the fact that the police forces in America are being trained in Israel, you know, in military tactics on how, you know, Israelis, you know, torture and kill Palestinians for 70 years now, you know.
And it's not just for being the bully. They're harvesting their organs, they're trafficking them.
Oh, yeah, it's idiot. And that right there, the organ harvesting, you know, they hate these people so much. You know, they want them all dead, but yet they'll take their innards out and put them inside themselves and sell them to other people. It's totally, you know, barbaric and Frankensteinian. It's like a Frankenstein movie, these people, what they're doing, the Israelis and all this shit and all the whole thing. The whole Middle East, all of it, it's just insane. And it's all being caused by all these freaking elitists, man. That, you know, they believe they're going to get their new world order this time. And
well,
I don't believe it because too many people are waking up. And sooner or later, it's going to come down to a confrontation because it's just, you know, they have to get more and more greedy to continue, you know, this path they're going down. That's what it all screams, is it's going to get more and more violent and worse. So, you know, like you said, people have to rise up sooner or later. And I firmly believe it's going to come to a point where, but, you know.
Do you know why I say that? Because if you hesitate, all is lost.
Right.
And waiting longer than a couple of days or whatever for enough people to see this, and, you know, what I'm saying is, it's sort of like if you hesitate in a house fire, moments can go by and, you know, another room goes up, and that might be your escape, and, you know, what's been planned for us, and we've been talking about it. I mean, they want to kill us all, and they are killing us. And they have no remorse. They have no compassion. They're evil beings. They're demons. These are real fucking demons. And,
I know. They're totally diabolical, man. Well, just all you have to look at is the amount of people dying, you know, because of all this stuff. You know, I mean, you're talking about massive amounts of people are being slaughtered left and right over this stuff. And everybody's just turning, you know, living their little fairy tale bubble, you know, their little debt slave bubble. That's all they want to know about. Nobody can do anything, fix anything, and on it goes.
Well,
but like I say, I'm a firm believer that it's gonna accelerate to a point where everybody, you know, there's gonna be a mass awakening very soon, because they're gonna have to escalate these acts that they keep pulling, and you know, like I say, only time will tell. But it's gonna have to come down. Yeah, but it's gonna have to come down to it sooner or later.
It has to. It's like, if you're getting your ass kicked and no one comes to save you, you're going to be real sore, you're going to have butt hurt, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You're going to be, you know, no one comes to your rescue, no one helps out, no one cares.
Right.
That person will beat them up too. And, you know, it just, I don't know, I showed this to some people, and they were speechless, because the fucking, these are regular people I talk to who don't agree with me because they believe lies. But when they saw that fucking thing pass the corner of the building, they didn't say anything after. They didn't say anything after. They were stunned.
Right.
And so that gives me an idea of, like, how powerful this is. And then one of them told me that was a really good presentation. And there was the first one I put out in a rush, and then I redid it. It was a lot longer. There was more info.
Mm-hmm.
And when I showed them, I need everybody to understand a couple things. 9/11 Truth, AE 9/11 Truth, Alex Jones, and Dylan Avery with Loose Change, they're all complicit. They all set you up for a fall. These people are making money hand over fist, and they are fucking evil. They're gatekeepers. They're liars and deceivers. You've all been led astray. It's time to change fucking gears. And, you know, you don't have to join my team. There's no team. We're team human being. It's us against the evil ones, and the evil one wants to kill you. So maybe you better don your fucking armor and fucking pull out your swords and fight with words and ideas. Gather the masses into awareness, because this truth is undisputable. You don't have to watch my video. You can just download the fucking video off the net, any version of it, and 200 frames per second one or the 29 frames per second one. They're both flawed, and they're both fucking proof that 9/11 is pure bullshit. And, you know, if you still don't get it, fucking drown yourself in a fucking pool or something, I don't know, and then come out and then, you know, I'm just saying, like, give yourself a smack or give yourself a drink of coffee. I don't know what the fuck, man. what do you tell someone who's still that dumb? I mean, who still doesn't get it after seeing that? How do you make it clear? Any clearer?
Some people are just unreachable.
Well, I keep saying this, and I mean it. They're the dead weight. They're going to drag us down.
Mm-hmm.
And those people need to be smacked into complacency, and I mean it fucking hard. Those people need to be chained and ostracized and fucking put down and made to feel like shit for being fucking insincere human beings. Selfish and greedy and full of shit.
Right.
I don't know how else to put it, man. I mean,
it's basically it.
You know, we've done so much work together. We've worked our asses off. It's not a hobby. You know, I have better things to do, man. And I didn't
we
make
all
any
do.
Money.
Everybody doing working on this stuff, you know.
I didn't make any money. I made sacrifices, you know, big ones. I lost my sister, my niece and nephew. And, you know, that's not a sacrifice. That's you know, I lost my sister and my niece and nephew. That turned me into a person who had nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I gave everything I had to this. And And so, you know, it's not about fame or fortune or money or glory or any of that shit. It's about doing the right thing and being good and setting an example, fuck. And, you know, neither of us are perfect, but
no.
We're good people. And mm-hmm. We did the right thing. So, you know, thanks a lot for all your help, John, man. I mean,
no, definitely.
Knowing someone in New York, knowing someone who knows the lay of the land and the people and the stories and, the, you know, someone who gives a shit and someone who's awake and aware. I mean, I you're the first person I ever met that was.
No.
But it, in real life. Then I met others, but I just can't get over that Brooklyn accent, man. I just love it. It's fucking cool, man. I would never have met anyone from New York if it wasn't from 9/11. So, I'm just...
I hear you, man.
Fantastic, but... you're one of the coolest people around. And, you know, I got mad at Terrible Tim because he was... Judy Woodard is another bullshit artist.
Mm.
I can tell you that for fucking sure. Tim got sucked in, and I was like, I don't have time for this shit. You know, what can you do if someone you know is trying to do the right thing, goes down the wrong path, and they think they're right, and you know you're right, and you try to tell them, and they won't listen? I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, to each his own, you know, it's... All this stuff is, like, so confusing and so much, you know, just a plethora of information, you know. It, you know, everybody's going to form their own opinions about, you know, certain things. And you have to let them, you know, go their own path.
Yeah, I remember when we... there's this talk about the infighting and 9/11 truth. Everyone ascribed the community of people that give a shit... to 9/11 truth. They owned it. They had a monopoly on the fucking word truth. And they're all fucking evil assholes on the top. And they led the people astray. But back to the point. I lost my idea. sorry. I'm scatterbrained right now. Because I want to get some shit out there, but I just... fuck. I guess you could say my mind is tired right now because I work so hard, but this exercise, it's not an exercise, it was a real live situation, taught me how to hold a ton of information and fire it out there. And heavy, deep, philosophical shit, facts, names, you name it, dates. And
right.
Before I smoked a lot of pot, now I don't really smoke much pot, but I just played video games and I had no cares in the world, but now everything's changed. I don't know, I'm wandering. Pacing back and forth in the kitchen. I did this 3D rendering from inside the tower. And so you see the columns and the windows. And there's a reflection in the windows, and they put ceiling tiles and lights and shit, and they reflect in the window. So it looks like you're inside, and the plane's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a couple of series of these already where it says, this did not happen.
Yeah, I saw them. Really good.
But I'm going to keep pounding more and more of those out.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're talking about 9/11 truth, and I'm trying to say that the movement was given to them. It was like they stole it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many people.
Well, that's what they do. Right? They hijack everything to control it. So, you know, you almost have to, you know, it's like a given that, you know, anything that really threatens the system in any way, they're going to, you know, infiltrate and hijack any way in shape or form they can to derail it and derail people.
Mm-hmm.
And break them up, divide them, you know, start infighting, blah, 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 is exactly what you see in all these groups and, you know, people. They're all fighting about, you know, the effects, you know, what happened. If all you have to do is stand back at this point and look at 9/11 as a whole. It's a giant fucking bullshit story. Let's get on with it. Let's, you know, get down to, like, really who fucking did it and why and fucking, you know, do something to them. They fucking killed millions of people. And we're sitting around, you know, everybody's infighting because that's what they're causing.
Well, the
chaos stories. They inject chaos into everything.
Right.
To fuck it up so they can profit from it. Order out of chaos. They tell you right to your face what their methods are. And nobody listens. Nobody pays attention. Nobody believes it.
You brought me back to the point, and the infighting led to, you know, division and such, but it makes it so hard to express to stupid people that don't give a shit.
Right.
This is,
and I mean,
the
information itself they're destroying and messing with, too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're throwing monkey wrenches everywhere, so people don't know what to believe. You know, they're coming up with so much stuff and interjection and counter-interjection, and it could be this, it could be that, you know, holograms, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, everything.
Everyone
under the sun.
Hologram, delete them off my page. Fuck off, asshole. I don't like holograms. It's bullshit. I wanted to say that the infighting, it focused on Building 7. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know that was an explosion. Explosions. You know, like, that's obvious. Who did it and why?
Right, exactly.
It's not the how. It's not about lasers. It's not about direct energy weapons or cold fusion or nanothermite or this or that or the other. It's Silverstein, Bush,
right.
The Bush, well, it's the Jesuits. It's the fucking, the Israelis, fuck.
The Saudis.
The Saudis, the Zionists, the evil...
Right.
On the planet, they have names, and they all want to come under one umbrella called the New World Order, and we're all not in it, and we're
right.
Going to die if we don't do anything about it. So you fucking better wake up. You know, don't
right.
go to work. Don't go to work. Don't buy Pepsi. Don't fucking go to McDonald's. Don't fucking go to the movies. Don't watch movies. Learn everything you fucking can on 9/11 now, and get it through your head and get it through everyone's head, because if you don't, we're fucked. Because the truth is out now. The fucking cat's out of the bag. And if you don't get it, you know, I said it 5 fucking times already, you're going to die.
Right.
The more
well,
of
maybe
us,
that's what it's going to come down to, is once people start dying. Hello?
Yeah,
sorry, dropped the phone by accident. I'm saying maybe, you know, it's going to come down to that. You know, people are going to have to start dying and being killed.
I say this about the fucking healthcare system. I was like, why do people have to have a crisis before they do something about it? You know,
right.
why does the power have to go out for people to realize they need fucking shit to survive? It's so
right.
fucked up shit, man. People are so backwards and stupid. I'm ready. I'm setting the example. I've got cans. I've got juice. I've got fucking wood. I've got everything. I got it all. I'm ready to go. Ready to rock
mm-hmm.
and roll through this fucking shitstorm. Are you? I mean, I'm inviting you personally to come and stay here. And
mm-hmm.
I don't care what they say. You know, like, it's about survival. If it's the shit comes to pass where the axe falls, then, you know, make your way. And fucking, I don't know
yep.
what else to say. This is so shit dire. It's so important. It's not just another fucking little fact. It's the fucking be-all, end-all, end of the story. 9/11
mm-hmm.
is bullshit. I've done everything I can. I'm going to blare this fact for fucking the rest of my days until people get it.
Right. Well, I mean, it's definitely, you could see it online, you know, I see a lot more people waking up, you know, your
yeah.
page has been surging and stuff. There's a lot more people
right.
because, you know, people are just seeing it isn't getting better. There's no, positive results from these people at all. You know, it's just getting worse and worse and more wars and more money being stolen and, you know, it's going to come to a head either way. That's why I say, you know. And then plus, you know, the world economy is teetering. It's circling the bowl.
Yeah.
Basically.
Thought,
you know, the monetary financial system of the entire planet is circling the bowl. And
I saw a comic of a ship thinking the guy giving, you know, the situation a politically correct name, you know, it's this. It's not, you know, what's really happening. And anyway, I mean, people do know what's going on. It's just that they got to come together, man. Come together.
Right. Well, that's, I'm just saying that the thing is they've been programmed, you know, to be so, you know, out for themselves. They got to survive this, that. That's all they think about, you know. They've been turned into selfish zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of, you know, everybody of really true equality is like so foreign to them that short circuits their brain basically, and they think it's, you know, it's communism, it's this, it's that, you know, it's
ism.
You know, right, everything's an ism.
Fucking words.
Right. But so in that sense, you know, people don't want to believe it because they think, you know, that it's going to change everything for the worse. You know, it's another scam because people are so used to being scammed all the time that they don't
right.
believe anything.
So somebody yells fire and, you know, or cries wolf.
Right.
You know, then they won't listen anymore. But
exactly.
The truth is, there are wolves. There is a fire. And
right.
It doesn't matter if the fucking shepherd dies or the, you know, the sheep will all be gone. That's the fucking point. And,
right.
and you know, it's interesting. The place I'm at is a sheep farm, and
mm-hmm.
there's not many, you know, like 30 or something.
Mm-hmm.
1 year I went out and did a video, and I baaed to the sheep, and they baaed back, and I put
mm-hmm.
it up. But you couldn't really see them, but anyway. One winter, the wolves got through the fence, and they killed one of the sheep.
Yeah.
And then it happened again. And they don't leave anything, those wolves. They eat everything. They eat all the
Absolutely.
Balls. They eat. And they took the sheep, and they took them somewhere else. Just fuck the
right.
sheep. No more for that. And I don't know if there's a moral to that story, but
mm-hmm.
it's real. It's the same fucking, it's analogous to this situation. When the wolves come, they eat you. And that's these people are fucking wolves. They're fucking, they're not like the, you know, they're not a lone wolf. There's packs of them. And they
Absolutely.
Work together. They're organized. And the sheep
mm-hmm.
are fucking way behind. They're very stupid, and they're like following each
well,
other
that's,
around.
Well, that's done intentionally by the wolves
mm-hmm.
to confuse their prey, to make them easier to prey on.
You know, I want to get a little philosophical right now. I think that God made everything in the way it is. Everything unfolds as it should. And,
mm-hmm.
And so whatever's good or evil is still creation. It's still God's work.
Right.
But there's unity and there's singularity. They're the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
The oneness. And that's the power that these evil ones have that they hide from.
Right,
us.
Because they're all acting on, they're all on the same page. They're going by the same script. And they're all acting in unison, and they follow through with what they do, no matter what.
Well, we're going to do that.
Right, exactly. If, we have to, you know, even half the people in the world did that, you know, we'd annihilate them in a week flat. The whole system would be going down.
This evil is everywhere. They're intermixed. You don't know who is and who isn't unless you do.
Exactly.
There's Masons. There's, you know, anyone who's a Mason, chuck them out the window. Don't trust anyone who's a Mason or a Shriner or a fucking this, that, or the other thing. You know, anything corporation, just leave it, dump it. You know,
right.
We all have to work together as one. And if we all do this, then we can bring the system down to a grinding fucking halt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a purpose. There's a reason. It's not for fun. It's fucking because we have to. If we don't do it, we're dead. And this is the biggest fucking thing ever in all our lives. Bigger than 9/11.
Absolutely.
And, we got 10 minutes left to talk. What else can we talk about?
Just to urge people to wake up, to research, find out for themselves what we're talking about. Don't believe us. That's, you know, the bottom line. People can, in other words, get an inkling about what's going on, but they can't just sit there and, you know, believe what everybody else is saying. You have to, you know, they have to do the work like we've done, you know, read and study and research and
don't
fact check and right.
Go to your old research shit tools, the old ones, the encyclopedias and books, libraries. Fucking, that's what they're there for. The words don't change every day, like they do on the screen. Don't believe the media. And like John said, don't believe us. You got to check for yourself. You got to know. You have to know.
Right.
And when
you
see people's faces, you have to be dead serious and fucking tell them.
Right.
And you
have to critically think. You have to figure it out for yourself.
Some people aren't apt to do the research, and all they can do is believe what someone they trust says. You know,
mm-hmm.
Some people that are young, some people that are just cheap, and you got to get through to them. But everybody else needs to fucking verify this shit. See for yourself. It's fucking plain as day. And you do need to zoom in on the fucking airplane wing. That requires someone who has video editing capability, or, you know. But I put up pictures of this fucking glitch on my page, and they're not edited in any way. They're straight from video. And, you know. But even then, don't trust that. You got to look for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Watch a video on a big screen TV or whatever it takes. You know, like, you got to see this fucking problem, because it's not a mistake. They fucked up. This is the truth, and this is the smoking gun, like I said, of all smoking guns. And this, along with everything else that's been fucking belabored by so many fucking people all over the fucking world to save people from dying, you better fucking take this seriously, and you better fucking change your ways. The awakening is coming quick, and you know, you're going to be judged. You're either going to live or you're going to die, and that's the way it works.
I agree.
And I don't know, maybe we should continue. We said everything that we had to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty spent. Worked hard today. Thanks a lot, James. Take care, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.